Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful, thankful, and as always, very blessed to be with you this morning. As we go through the Word of God and the word that God gave me quite early this morning was, but our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. And I thought, wow, that's a word. He does whatever he pleases. Not my will, but your will, Lord. We must call on the name of Jesus. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And I say this, the enemy knows exactly what gets to us, what messes with our spirit. But the one thing I know is that our God is in control. And when you say Jehovah, the enemy flees. When you say Yeshua, or Yahshua, or Jesus, he flees. Especially when you believe in that name. The name of God, Yah. Hallelujah. We got to call on the name of Jesus. It's so easy to walk away and say, I was just dreaming. Mm-mm. Trust in the Lord and call on his name. I thank you, God, for your word that gives us your name. For God is good. Jehovah is good and greatly to be praised. I lift up the name of Jesus this morning. I lift up the name of Jesus this morning. Father God in heaven, I thank you for your protection, your name. I thank you for the Savior, Jesus Christ, my Savior, who died on Calvary's cross for my sins. I'm making it personal this morning. Father God, I thank you for just saying, Father, call on the name of the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, Jehovah. You are God and God alone. And there is none like you. But you do as you please. You make us stronger. You make us wiser. You give us peace in the middle of a storm. You give us joy when we are in pain. You give us healing. Father God, I pray a prayer of faith, believing, Lord God, that all things are working for my good because I trust in you. And I give over all things to you. For there is none like you. Father God, I ask you to increase as I decrease, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Jehovah, be acceptable in your holy and magnificent sight. For you are my Father, and I am your daughter, and I am grateful. I am thankful, and I am blessed to be yours, and I am thankful, grateful, and blessed that you are mine. God, I thank you again for putting breath in my body and love in my heart. Thank you, Lord, for this word this morning. May it help someone get through the day. May it help someone get through the night. knowing that you are in charge and that nothing can happen without your permission. Because you do as you please, because you are our Father, and we are your humble children. So, Father, as I lift up this word, I give thanks and ask you, Lord God, to please accept it from my humble heart. And let someone be saved to listen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God. Y'all can hear I'm all excited this morning. It is an awesome word today. As always, God's word is good and greatly to be praised. And this morning we'll be coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 59 and chapter 60. We'll also be coming out of our word for this morning, which is Psalms 115, verses 1 through 8. Title is coming out of Psalm 115. Our proverb is Proverbs 26 and 23. And Ephesians chapter 5, verses 17 through 33 are our scriptures for this morning. So let's get started in our word. And as always, we may go over to different other words that Dr. Stanley leads us to that enhance our word for today. But our title again is, But Our God Is in Heaven, Ever He Pleases. When I heard that word, I just like, wow. Wow. But God is so good. And I'm still all giddied up from the name of the Lord. It's a strong tower, and we rush in, and we are saved. So thanking God for his name. Thanking God for his grace. Thanking God for his holy angels that protect us against the enemy. Gives us a warning to just call on the Father. Thank you, Father. So let's get started in the word. I hope everyone is with me that have our Bible. And the Bible we are on October the 4th. And we will be starting in Isaiah chapter 59. And it says, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. Excuse me. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Our works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their path. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Therefore, justice is far for the light but there is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in blackness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For as our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and iniquity cannot enter. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man and wondered that to suffer. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garment of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The coastlands he will fully repay. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And we read that word again. But we know our God is in charge, and he does what he pleases. That's what we can all stand on, the word of God, that our daddy God is going to protect us from those that would attack us in the spiritual realm. So shall they fear? The answer is no. The name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. Then the enemy comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Our Father God, Jehovah, Yah, will protect his children. He protects us in the middle of the night. He protects us in the daylight. He protects us from all hurt, harm, and danger, because he puts up a standard when the enemy comes like a flood. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from the time and forevermore. Speak the name. Say the name. The name is Jesus. Hallelujah. When you don't know what else to say, when you can't find the words to pray, say the name. We got to learn to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are blessed beyond measure because we can call on that name even in our midst of our mess. He is there with a message. Even in the midst of our stress, he is there to remove it and say, shake it off. For I am with you always. I will never leave you or forsake you. All I can say is you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 60, arise, shine, for your light has come. and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come your land, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Hallelujah, y'all. This word is rich. It is on time. It is on point. For we serve a mighty God. And it goes on to tell us, who are these who fly like the cloud and like doves to their roots? Surely the coastlands shall wait for me. And the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons from afar, the silver and their gold with them, to the name of the Lord your God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in possession. For the nation and the kingdom which will not serve you shall perish, and all those nations shall be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. Also the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you, and all those who despise you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet. And they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel, whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no one went through you. I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. You shall drink the milk of the Gentiles, the milk and milk the breast of kings. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior. Can I say it again? You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Jesus was there all along. Never not been there. It says, instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. And instead of stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace and your magistrates righteousness. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation, and your gate praise. Whew, this word is so good this morning. God's word is true, and all we have to do is read it. And I'm going to read this again, because we need this word in today, with violence and COVID and folks not trusting in the name of the Lord. We must trust in the name of the Lord. We must trust in the name of Jesus. We must trust in the name of our Savior. We must trust in Jehovah. We must trust in our God. We must trust. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. We got to praise the Lord this morning. We got to thank God for his salvation. Hallelujah. When praises go up, blessings come down. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon bring light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself from the Lord will be your everlasting light. And the days of your mourning shall be ended. Hallelujah. And your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. And as we go back to Isaiah and get a life lesson from Dr. Charles Stanley, and for those that are like, a life lesson from Dr. Stanley, this is a Bible study, and the goal of this ministry is to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation in 1 year. And so far, we are on track, October 4th, and we will be, hopefully, God willing, be able to finish the Word of God on December 31st. And we are coming this year out of the Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year, coming out of the New King James Version for my King James readers. I do go in and read King James on occasion, just from a different Bible. But we are coming out of New King James. And I can tell you, this word has been so rich this year. Because when you read the Word of God, you may not know it, but it is sticking and it is staying. And it teaches you what to do when you're under spiritual attack. You got to call on the name of Jesus. You got to call on the name of God. And, you know, I was so amazed. I was reading a Jewish Bible translation, and it says, Yah. And I'm like, Yah. Wow. Yahweh. Yah. And I thought, what a magnificent thing to call on the name of the Lord. And God comes through. I can speak this from myself. When you are under spiritual attack and you call on the name of the Lord God and you call on Jesus, it flees. Spirits flee. We got to go through and call on his name. And believe that all things are going to work for our good. Because we believe in him, the most high God, the great God, who is our absolute. I am thankful to be a child of God. And great, oh, is his name. And this is what the Word of God says in the life lesson. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. God may refuse to hear our prayers when we stubbornly refuse to abandon some sin or evil course of action. Peter says, for example, that husbands may hinder their prayers by treating a spouse with disrespect. Bam. 1 Peter 3:7. And we're going to go over there because there's somebody out there that needs that word this morning. You got to respect your spouses. Wives got to love their husbands and husbands got to love their wives. We got to love each other and treat each other the way God wants us to treat each other. You know, I can honestly say I am so grateful. I had great examples of true love of a spouses. My godparents, when my godmother had a stroke and was sick, she did not spend one day in a nursing facility. Not one day was she in a nursing home. Not one. My father, not one day did he spend in a nursing home either. And I say this, God loves his children. And I never saw love like that. But it was such genuine love that I watch and I work in senior care. Because I don't want to see any seniors having to go facilities either. If God will allow them to stay in their homes, then I am grateful to be a servant to help them do so. Because there's nothing like a loving husband and a loving wife that will take care of you even in illness. Because when we say those vows in sickness and in health, that's what they mean. What a word of God this morning. This is what it says. A word to husbands is what it says. Because, you know, we hear, you know, wives likewise be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey, were they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. But this is the one, husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. So your prayers are not hindered. Husbands, you need to treat your wives with respect. You need to love your wife and treat her with respect. To love each other. Wives got to love their husbands, and husbands got to love their wives. And it is hard sometimes because you got some folks that are hard-hearted. But we got to love, 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 and love some more each other. For God is a God of grace. God is a God of mercy. And he is loving each other. God wants us to love word this morning. And as we go over to the next Isaiah word, it's Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19. The Lord will be to you an everlasting light and your God, your glory. Wow. Your God, your glory. Can we say together, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Our word this morning, it says this. John tells us that in the future, New Jerusalem, there will be no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it. Revelation 21:23. The glory of God will illuminate it, he says, and the Lamb is his light. Y'all, just this word is just going to make me run today. It just fills me up. And then Psalms 115, verses 1 through 8. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory. Because of your mercy, because of your truth, why should the Gentiles say, so where is their God? But our God is in heaven. Can y'all say that with me? But our God is in heaven. And we say it one more time, but our God is in heaven. And then the rest of it is he does what he pleases, whatever he pleases. That's our word this morning. Our God is in heaven and he does whatever he pleases. Hallelujah. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. feet they have, but they do not walk, nor do they mutter through their throat. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. We better watch it. Idolatry is not of God. Bowing down to some idol is not of God. That idol is nothing but something made by man's hand. Our God is not made by the hands of man. And don't bow down to statues and bow down to things that are not of God. We can't bow down to crosses that hang in the church. We cannot bow down to anything but what is in heaven and who does what he pleases. We can only bow down to our God. We know he's there every moment, every hour, every minute, listening, hearing, and taking care of and watching over his children. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God that causes us to triumph in his name. Not in ours, but in his name. Father, we call on the name of our Father when we're in distress. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for allowing us to call your name Jehovah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm-like lesson is this. To your name give glory because of your mercy, because of your truth. God, Dr. Stanley says, God's mercy and truth make up a large part of his glory. And when we pray that he might gain glory for himself by answering our requests, we pray with the kind of power that can move mountains and dissipate spirits. Hallelujah. That's what I added. Psalms 115:3, our title word for this morning. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. To say that God is sovereign is to say that he has the power and the wisdom to accomplish everything and anything he desires. He is the absolute monarch of the universe, and his will rules all. The Lord's will shall be done. Hallelujah. Your will be done, and it's your will shall be done. God's will shall be done, not mine, not yours, but God. We are blessed beyond measure to be children of God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness toward us mere mortals. Thank you for creating us. And I pray, Lord God, that we act more like you. Our proverb word this morning is this, Proverbs 26:23. Fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earth worn ware covered with silver dross. In other words, it is worthless. A fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earthen ware covered with silver dross. Worthless. Nothing is what I say. It's not worth anything. It's not the leftovers. They're not worth anything. It's like paint. It's what it is. That's a fake heart. Fake lips. I'm going to smile in your face, but I'm going to talk about you like a dog when I leave. Wicked hearts. And wicked heartedness. God will reveal it. All you have to do is open your eyes and see. They are wicked. That is not right. That is not godly. When you have folks that put themselves on a pedestal and say, I've done more for you than God, we better run away. Run away. If you are sitting under somebody, if you are admiring somebody who has the absolute audacity to say they are better than God and they've done more for you than God has, you better run. Because nobody does more for me than God. He is my absolute. He is my friend, and he loves me. And I am grateful to be a child of God. And as we go through the Word, we are in our New Testament Word this morning, and we are finishing up chapter 5 of Ephesians. And we are in chapter 5, verses 17 through 33, and it says this, "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand that the will of the Lord, what the will of the Lord is." I'm going to read that again. "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God." Father, I hear, Father, submit to your own husband as to the Lord, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And when we look at this word, we go over to 1 Peter chapter 3, and it's almost exactly the same word. And as we go forth, but it tells you this, "Husband, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself. Let the wife see that she respects her husband." You know, there's a lot of word dealing with husbands and wives. And we need to start reading those words when we have these husbands and wives having moments, because we got to love each other. To love each other. I'm grateful I had a loving husband. I'm grateful that I was a loving wife. Yes, I got a lot of work to do to get myself back in order. But I can tell you this. When you love somebody, you miss them. But don't love to the point and miss to the point where the enemy knows where your weakness is. Because they will slither in if you're not careful. You got to be careful and not have unholy grief, family. And I'm speaking to those that have lost loved ones. You can miss your mom. You can miss your dad. You can miss your husband or your wife. Don't allow it to be your absolute, because the enemy will use it against you. Understand that when you think you feel the presence of your loved one, it's a fake. Because the word of God tells us, absent from the body is in the presence of the Lord, so they can't be hearing what God do. That's a trick of the enemy. Don't fall for it. God is wanting us to have faith and to call on his name. In all situations, be ready to call on the name of God. get into the life lessons and life examples from Dr. Stanley. The first is a life lesson from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. But be filled with the Spirit. It says to get drunk, you have to consume large quantities of alcohol, not just a little. In a similar way, to be filled with the Spirit, we have to depend on Him every moment, not just once or twice, every now and then. We got to depend on our Father at all times. Because I tell you this, there is nothing for a girl like her dad. Because she knows her dad will move mountains for her. Her dad will be there to stand in for her. And I'm talking the true dads, not just the sperm donors. And I'm calling it straight. I'm not talking sperm donors. I'm talking fathers. The ones that are there to put some mature comb on your boo-boo. Or to kiss your boo-boo and make it feel better. That's the dad I'm talking about. The dad that would carry you from room to room when you break your leg. Dad that would be there for you. Too thin and will walk you down the aisle when you get married. That's the dad I'm talking about. The dad that will take you to church and not just send you to church. The dad that ushers. The dad that is the deacon in the store. The dad that works in the church and not just the tears and take over from you. We got to understand that God sends us a father. But the best father that you could ever have is our Heavenly Father. And I thank Him this morning for another day that He has made. I rejoice, and I'm glad in it. And our last example for today, before we wrap it up, is this, giving thanks in everything. Why would God command us to thank Him regardless of the circumstances? The idea defies human logic, but then the Lord rarely binds Himself to man-made rules. Spiritual principles serve specific purposes in the Christian life. Gratitude keeps us aware of God's presence, which builds our trust and ultimately strength. Realize that thankfulness is not based on emotions or situations' outcome. We can be grateful even during trials because the Lord has promised to work everything out for our good. Y'all know I love Romans 8 and 28. That means He has purpose for every experience, pleasant or difficult. A big problem stacked against our small resources sends us running to Him, thankful He has committed to work it out to our. We got to tell our problems about our God, because our God already knows our problem. And let's call it straight. God does as He pleases, because He can, because He's God, because He's our Father, and He can do whatever He wants to do. And He will allow you to go through some stuff. It's not in malice. It's to make you stronger. It's to make you listen. It's to help you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit that says, Father, call out the name of the Father when you're going under attack. Father God, call out His name, Jehovah. Handle my situations today. Father, I give myself away so You may use me, for this day You made it. I am Your humble servant. I am Your daughter. You are my friend. You know every hair on my head. You know the silver. You know the black. You know the brown. You know every hair on my head. You know the blonde, the platinum, whatever, blue or pink or whatever color your hair may be. God knows every strand of it. And He knows you by name. And as we continue, it says this, the believer's part is to trust God will bring good from trials and to discover his friends. Him. Intentions renews our strength for facing difficult trials. Expressing gratefulness changes our attitude about God, ourselves, and our situations. Most people allow hurt and stress to form a pessimistic mindset, negatively impacts every facet of their life. But believers have God's Spirit working within to provide courage and a flow of thanksgiving. We demonstrate thankfulness in our circumstances. Other people pay attention. Our coworkers, family, and friends will want for themselves that when you're going through, praise God, because it just makes the enemy mad. And when you call on the name of Jesus, he is like, I'm out of here. These people are just too doggone happy. I do everything, Adam, and they still happy, praising God. Thank you, Lord, this morning for waking me up. Thank you, Lord, this morning for taking care of all my problems today. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my cry in the night. Thank you, Lord, for being my Father. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with me always. We got to thank God, for he is greatly to be praised. Giving honor to the Most High God this morning. Thanking each and every one of you for listening in to this mighty word from the Lord. I thank Dr. Charles Stanley for this magnificent. All of you, I thank you for listening in. And as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee, while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Be blessed. And to my husbands out there, love your wife. And to my wife, love your husband. Be respectful to each other and be there for each other through good, through bad, through ugly, through sickness and in health. Do whatever you want to be there for each other and wife. You got a good husband. Just give him a hug and say, I love you and thank you. And the husbands that got those great wives, give your wife a hug and say, I love you. Thank you. I guess the one thing I miss about marriage and about my late husband was they being told, I love you. And it coming from the heart, I love you. So love each other, family. And of your home. But when God is in charge, everything else falls into place. And so as before we get out of here, we have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And our word for this morning is this. Good morning. Don't let your history prevent you from your destiny. Can y'all say hallelujah? Our girl is all on top of this thing again. But we know our word for this morning. Let's call it again. But our God is in heaven, and he does whatever he pleases. And I thank God for a sister in Christ. Carolyn's gift is what we give out every morning to each of you, a word to just get you through the day, to go along with our word from God. And it just says that the rest is you can avoid it by not staying stuck in the past. Moving on Monday as we have moved forward in our word. Let's have a moving on Monday. Let's have a moving on week. But remember, when you start your day off in the word of God, it just falls into place. And I just want to read one more time before we get out of here for this morning. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. And if he pleases to bless you, he will. If he pleases to chastise you, he will. If he pleases not to hear you because you don't hear him, it's his will. God's will shall always be, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's always there. And if you believe that he is your shepherd, he will guide you and he will lead you. And as Dr. Stanley says, to say that God is sovereign is to say that he has the power and the wisdom to accomplish everything and anything he desires. He created us, didn't he? He created this beautiful planet we live on, didn't he? He gives us the air that we breathe, doesn't he? Gives us everything that we need. He gave us a heart. He gave us a mouth to worship. And he speaks to us and through us. And as Dr. Stanley says, the last thing, he is the absolute monarch of the universe, and his will rules all. And that is our word today, because his will rules all. But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. That word, that's my highlightable for today, y'all. That's my highlightable for today. Highlight it. Keep it in your arsenal. When you're going through, Lord, I know you are in heaven and you're doing what you please. Could you please help a sister out? Thank you. You know, we got to learn how to say it. Lord, you're in heaven. Can you please help a brother out over my children? Can you please help my son to be saved? Help my daughter to be saved? Help my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister to be saved. That's what we need to ask for salvation, and that the salvation of our family, that that be what pleases God. So thank you all. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. If there's anyone, I'm so sorry, if there's anyone that has a word from God and would like to speak, please push the number 1 on your phone. The number to dial in is 213-943-3597, and we do have a caller. Caller 3547.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on this beautiful morning. I just want to say I thank God for another day. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. I want to thank God for another year and another birthday. My firstborn. God blessed him to live to see 45 days on today, 45 years old on this day. And I'm just grateful and thankful because somebody lost their firstborn at a young age. And I just want to say, I give God the praise because he is worthy of it. He is worthy of the praise on today. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and truly we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Not just on birthdays, but every day. Just not on Sundays, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Give God the praise while you got the breath to give him the praise. God bless you.
Amen. Woo! Look at God. Won't he do it? Perfect words.
Yes, he will.
This morning. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist. We know that God is in control because as our word says this morning, he is in heaven and he does what he pleases. And we are thankful he gave your son 45 years. Praise the Lord. Everybody, give God
Amen.
Grace. Give God praise. Let the church
glory
say
to
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thanking God today. For truly it is the day that he has made, and we are rejoicing. So thank you so much, Evangelist. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. It's a wrap. Why? Because it's time for us to go to work. What do we work for? We work for God. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap. So much, everybody. Be blessed.